Bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket.
One broken programmer.
I'm being broken.
One hillbilly.
Hey y'all, son, come on back.
Live from the internet, it's Bucket Radio.
I may be going to hell in a bucket, babe, but at least I'm enjoying the ride.
Morning.
Morning.
What you got?
We got lobster thermidor au crevette with a mayonnaise sauce served in a provincial manner with jongalots and aubergines garnished with a truffle pate brandy with a fried egg on top and an onion ring.
Bleh!
What do you mean, bleh?
I don't like onion rings. You're listening to Radio Onion Ring.
Dementia. Radio. Ridiculous.
ridiculous.
Your day sounds better with
IRN,
the Internet Radio Network.
Oh my God!
RFD.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to yet another fabulous episode of The Fun Zone. I am your host, Bryn Loudon, and it is yet another evening with the radio. That's right, I'm sure your chores are all done. Everything is complete, everything that you're supposed to do is off the to-do list, and now you're just sitting comfortably with a beer or a cola. Or, you know, if you're one of those freaks that drinks water, a nice tall glass of water. I hope that your obligations are all complete and you don't have anything else to do, so you can just relax on this wonderful evening. And to help you relax, I'm going to play some weird crap. That's right. Scientists have proven that weird crap settles the mind more than anything. After a long evening of sitting there watching the news and seeing what fresh hell has come from Washington, D.C. this week, I encourage you to sit down with some weird crap, and that'll reset your brain. It's kind of like, oh my God, this is so weird and so bizarre and so strange that my brain just kind of shakes and it reboots and it resets and everything is fine. Speaking of weird crap, I found this while I was perusing TikTok the other day. This is Amber Lambert. This is Adam Lambert. Boy, I've already shown that I'm not cut out for this kind of work. I never wanted to do this anyway. I always wanted to be a lumberjack. No, wait. anyway, here's Adam Lambert with his rendition of Cher's Believe, but it's about the Muffin Man. Enjoy.
Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man that lives on Drury Lane. Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man.
We need a chick.
Yeah. We need a chick who's cool.
Yeah. A chick who doesn't suck. No, wait a minute. That's not what I meant. We need a chick that's got tattoos on her butt.
Yeah. We need one of those chicks.
Yeah. And like, a chick who's like, you know, been around the block.
Yeah. Like, a chick who's older, who's like, done it a lot of times.
Yeah. We need a chick that used to be married to some dork, and so now, like, she's all wild and stuff.
The fuck?
Yeah. It's like it needs to be louder.
Is this like wuss music? This sounds like Nelson.
Yeah.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you. You were my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around.
Settle down, Davis.
Is it true that you used to be, like, married to that Bono dude?
Bono, Sonny Bono.
Is that that dude that's, like, a cop in San Diego?
No, yeah. No, he was a mayor of Palm Springs.
He's a wuss.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
He's a fuck.
Yeah, well, kinda, yeah.
So, like, sure. I heard you're, like, you know, into young dudes.
Yeah, well, you feeling lucky, butthead? You know, all you gotta do is just, yeah, lose, you know who.
Hey, Beavis, get out of here.
And that was Cher with Beavis and Butthead with I've Got You, Babe. And that was big on MTV back in the day. Yes, when I was a wee little tot, we saw Cher and Beavis and Butthead, and it was glorious. Yes, that's right. And also, we used to download adult images from the internet at 56K. And I tell you, nothing's more titillating than watching a picture of someone in the nude. Download extremely slowly.
I'm house sitting for you, and there's something that I never do. And though you're across the globe, and you never know, most people would, but I promise that I will never put a little bit of metal in the microwave, a little bit of metal in the microwave, a little bit.
I love that. All right. You know what? We can't be putting metal in the microwave. I know we really want to because we think it would rock really hard. But look, it's just not advisable. You will have problems. You will have problems. However, you could put Elon Musk in the air fryer, according to Ross Childs. Here's Air Fryer Blues right here on the Fun Zone.
People, let me tell you about the air fryer. It's the great new way to cook. Open the box, put it on your counter, ignore the instruction book. The air fryer don't use grease or
jump right out of your seat. 'Cause the air fryer's the very best way for cooking the wealthy elite. Simpler than a microwave, perfect for cooking a snack. Or the CEO that used taxpayer dollars on a damn stock buyback. Dry rubs or marinades, hot air fries with ease. We'll turn Mitch McConnell into a roast and we won't use any grease. Air fry for a tasty treat. Season him liberally, crank the heat on that some bitch, and add a squirt of lime juice, 'cause he tastes a little rich. Air fry the rich, air fry the rich. Wall Street fricassee, save one or two plates for me. Air fry the rich, air fry the rich. Thomas A. Kennedy, the CEO of Raytheon. He do well in aluminum foil with some carrots, potatoes, and corn. Here's a fella, Elon Musk, fried inside a big corn husk. How about the Brothers Coke? Marinated in liquid smoke, the entire Walton family. 15 minutes extra crispy. Bloomberg, Bezos, Trump, Commodore, cooked in a fryer from Amazon. Don't be sad about billionaires dying. You're already hungry. Let's get frying. Air fry the rich. Air fry the rich. Gather up the blood that's blue. Put it in a pot. We'll make fondue. Air fry the rich. Air fry the rich. Freddie Smith from FedEx. He's got a full rack. Freezer's in the red, but the air fryer's in the black. The fridge is fuller by 1%. Now we all get a tasty snack. The walls around are bursting, spilling out into the street. Our kitchen's working overtime. It'll be all you can eat. Oh! Air fry the rich. Air fry the rich. So much food, we're gonna share it. Also eat their kids so they can. Some nasty heartburn. Who's got a Zantac?
I eat filet mignon 7 times a day. My bathtub's filled with. This is a lie. I buy a dozen cars when I'm in the mood. I hire somebody to chew my food. I'm an uppity mobile dude. This is a lie. They say that money corrupts you, but I can't really tell. I got the whole world at my feet, and I think it's pretty swell. I got women lined up outside my door. They've been waiting there since the week before. Who could ask for more? This is a lie. For a real long time, you just can't
better watch out, Weird Al. We might have to put you in the air fryer if you're not too careful. All right, so Amethyst, one of our loyal listeners, had to run off and feed the dogs. And I don't know if she's still listening or not. I don't know if she's got her earbuds in. I sure hope so. Why don't you just eat dog food for dinner, Amethyst? And then, you know, while you're eating, you can just feed your dogs from the table. That's fine. It's good enough for your dogs. It should be good enough for you too, right?
Quit your belly aching, bub. Saying you can't afford your grub. Saying a dollar ain't a dollar no more. Well, tell me, buddy, what's new? You can't afford to buy bread no more. Well, this ain't a charity store. You say your kids are hungry too. Well, it's good news for you. You can eat dog food. You really ought to try it. You can fricassee it. You can deep fry it. Flip it on over. Cook it anyway. Eat along with Rover. 3 times a day. It comes in a bag or a can. Just the meal for a working man. If you're down on your luck just now, it'll get you through the day. If you eat it in the afternoon, you're gonna feel like playing at the moon. Buddy, you're complaining too soon. This is all I gotta say. You can eat dog food. You really ought to try it. You can fricassee it. And you can deep fry it. Flip it on over. Cook it anyway. Eat along with Rover. 3 times a day. Find yourself a little vacant lot. Clean the garbage from a little spot. Build a fire and let the coals get hot. Ask the neighbors in. You can open up a can or two. Make a patties like the swell folks do. Have yourself a little barbecue. And let the fun begin. You can eat dog food. Sing it. Eat it. Try it. You can fricassee it. You can deep fry it. Flip it over. Flip it on over. Cook it anyway. Eat along with Rover. 3 times a day.
That mandarin, you say that's underwear in decay. No, babe, these prays are just nature's lace. So I put neglect in negligee. You get a sneak peek with the threads of bear, and my sweet cheeks just a hint of hair. You say I'm being cheap, but I paid in time. That's exact off the rack. Mine's one of a kind. It's giving humble, frugal, loyalty. It's giving wild man, Tarzan, Mowgli. It's giving boudoir, duty, embroidery. It's giving forbidden fruit and boysenberry. So when you glance at my scan and the pants, understand that you're man as I am, being damn romantic. When what I love gets sold, that stays true. In a decade or two, that's gonna be you. Oh, baby, dance your gaze through the tears and phrases. You fan your face in the sample taste. I think it's fair to say we got plans today. I'll be upstairs rocking Mandarin.
Are you ready, Hezzy? Ho-ho!
From the Indies to the Andes in his undies. And he never took a shave except on Mondays. He didn't eat a thing but chocolate sundaes. 'Twas a very, very daring thing to do. And he carried for a charm a kippered herring,
a herring
to protect him when the tropic sun was glaring. Whoever met him thought he needed airing. 'Twas a very, very daring thing to do. Otto Zilch. He's a hero of the ages. Otto Zilch. He will surely enter history's pages. From the Indies to the Andes, what a mission. Stopping only now and then to do some fishing. And he went without a copyright permission. 'Twas a very, very daring thing to do. That was his mama's. And he crossed the mountains riding yellow llamas, which he dressed in purple polka dot pajamas. 'Twas a very, very daring thing to do. Otto Zilch, he's the greatest navigator. Otto Zilch swam the rivers on an alligator. And he carried for a spare a pair of panties, but they didn't fit him well, they were his aunties. In his undies from the Indies to the Andes. 'Twas a very, very daring thing to do. 'Twas a very, very daring thing to do.
All right, so this song got mentioned today while I was playing audio darts with a bunch of blind people. We do this thing every Tuesday night where we get together and we play audio darts, and we have a talking dart board that when you hit it, it tells you where you hit on the board. We also have a toe board that's made of wood, and you feel around for that with your feet. You wear a blindfold. Everyone does, even the sighted people that are playing with us. Everyone wears a blindfold. And it's really quite fun. People often give me weird looks when I tell them I play darts with a bunch of blind people every week. And it's totally doable, very possible. We do have sighted spotters, but not so much because, you know, we need them to you know, do anything with the board. But when darts go flying off into weird directions, it really helps to have sighted people around, so that we can be like, hey, where'd that dart go? But when we have sighted people playing with us, they wear a blindfold, and it's very, very, you know, level playing field. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, the reason I bring all that up, TLDR, I was at a makeup game today, which is not on a Tuesday. It was on a Sunday, and they had a breakfast buffet, and so I filled up on French toast and bacon and sausage and eggs and all that stuff. Really good food. But somebody one of our opposing teammates, Mike, and I were talking about comedy music, and somehow shaving cream came up, and so he and I sang we sang our own redemption of, am I saying that word right? We sang our own version of shaving cream. Why am I trying to use big girl words when I know I can't say big words? Anyway, we did our own version of shaving cream, there in the dart game, and it was a lot of fun. And, so now I have to play it because it came up during my week. That's what the show is, by the way. A lot of songs that came up during my week.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
All right. We have an instant request from Jaden. It was 7:27 just a second ago. Unfortunately, we've missed the window. It is now 7:28, according to my phone, on the day that we recorded this show. So we don't get the magic of the universe aligning just perfectly with a Weird Al song playing at 7:27. However, we still do get to hear this song by Weird Al. It's Skipper Dan.
A start in every high school play blew every drama teacher away. Graduated first in my class at Juilliard. Took every acting workshop I could, and I dreamed of Hollywood. While I read my Uta Hagen and studied the Bard. Hit the boards and paid my dues, and got phenomenal rave reviews. Cruise ride.